These are the words of Socrates. When you are asked your country, never reply, I am an Athenian, or I am a Corinthian, but I am a citizen of the universe. Is the World Security Workshop, presented by the American Broadcasting Company and Americans United for World Government Incorporated. These prize-winning radio plays are written by men and women all over the nation to help Americans understand the way ahead to lasting peace and to offer evidence that all peoples can, in truth, become citizens of the universe. Tonight, the World Security Workshop presents the eighth in a series of original scripts selected in a nationwide competition. The Medal by Ray Bradbury.
London had been torn down during the day. Port Said was destroyed. The nails were being pulled out of San Francisco. Glasgow was no more. It was gone, as they say, forever. Here comes the old man. He walks along the road toward the ruins. He is the night watchman. He unlocks the gate in the barbed wire fence and looks in. There in the moonlight lie London and Moscow and New York. There in the moonlight lie Port Said and Johannesburg and Dublin and Stockholm and Provincetown and Clearwater, Kansas. Just this afternoon it happened. The old man saw it happen. He was there. He saw the car drive up outside the barbed wire fence. And he saw the men in that car. The fat, bald men with the rich cigars and the loud sport coats and the new riding breeches and the riding crops in their hands.
There it is, gentlemen. Look at it. It's a mess.
It sure is, Mr. Douglas.
Yes, sir. It'll have to go, all of it. It'll have to go.
You're right, Mr. Douglas. It sure will.
What good is it? It's no good anymore. Look what the weather's done to us.
Well, it's pretty bad, all right.
Yes, we might save Paris. I don't know.
Yes, it's not in quite such bad shape, Mr. Douglas.
That's right. But on the other hand, look what the rain's done. That's Hollywood for you. Waste.
Sure, that's Hollywood for you, Mr. Douglas.
Tear it down. Tear it all down. Clear it out. We can use that land. It's worth money now. Send a crew of wreckers in this afternoon and get them started.
Now it is night. The old man stands inside the gate. It is quiet, except for the wind. He remembers the car driving off, shining in the sun this noon. He remembers what happened this same afternoon when the wreckers came and London fell. And New York came down in heaped ruins. And the whole world shook as town after town after town was destroyed. The night watchman stands within the barbed wire fence. He carries a tool chest in one ancient, wrinkled hand. In his other hand, he carries a lunchbox. Now he walks forward slowly along the ruined street. And one moment he is in Baghdad. And beggars loll in wondrous filth. And women with sapphire eyes give veiled smiles from high, slim windows. But it is all stuffwork, papier-mâché, painted canvas, props all lettered with the name of the studio. There is nothing behind any of the building fronts. Nothing at all. The old man now puts down his lunchbox and tool chest. Out of the chest, he takes a hammer and some nails. He is standing in the ruins of London. He looks about amid the ruin until he finds a few good strong boards and some canvas. And he takes the nails in his blunt fingers, and they are single-headed nails. And he begins to put London back together again. Hammering, hammering, board by board, wall by wall.
What's your name?
Smith. Name's Smith.
Okay, Smith. Now, what's the idea?
Who are you?
Young. I'm foreman of a working gang.
You mean tailing all this gang? That's good enough for one day. Why aren't you home bragging about it?
There was some machinery over in the Singapore set I had to check. Just what do you think you're doing there, Smith?
What does it look like I'm doing?
Hey, what's the big idea?
You just heard on, young man. Let me be. What I do is my business.
You're putting it all up again. We tear it down and you put it up. You're crazy?
Maybe I am. Somebody has to put it up again.
What'd you say your name was?
Thomas M. Smith.
Smith. Thomas M. Okay, there.
Throw my name down, are you?
Now look, Pop, I don't want any trouble. I do my work, you do yours. But I can't have you messing things up, see? I'm turning you in to Mr. Douglas.
Turn around. Call him up. I want to talk to him. He's the crazy one. Call him up. Ask him to come see me.
Are you kidding? Douglas don't see nobody. Sure, I'll call him. Sure. Hey, wait a minute. What kind of nails are you using there? Single heads. Now, cut that, Pop. I'll have a devil of a time tomorrow trying to pull them out.
You can't put the world together with double-headed nails. They're too easy to yank out. You got to use the single-headed nails and hammer them way in like this.
I'll give you one more chance, Pop. Quit putting things back together, and I'll play ball with you.
Young man, I was here long before you were born. I was here when all this was only a meadow. And there was a wind that set the meadow runner in waves. Empty meadow. For more than 20 years, I watched it grow until it was all the world together. I lived here with it. I lived nice. This is the real world. That world out there beyond the fence is where I spend some time. I got a little room on a little street, and I see headlines, read about wars and strange, bad people, but Here I have the whole world together, and it's peace. I've been walking through the cities of this world 25 years. Any night I feel like it, I'll have a 1 o'clock snack at a bar on the Champs-Élysées. I can get me some fine amount of share at a sidewalk cafe in Madrid, if I want. Well, it's me and the gargoyles high up there. You see them? On top Notre Dame. We turn over great state matters and reach big political decisions.
Pop, I'm not interested.
Now you come and tear it all down and leave only that world out there, that wrong world beyond the fence. You tear all this down, there's no peace anymore anywhere. You and your wreck are so proud of your wrecking. Own down towns and cities and the whole land.
Well, a guy's got to live. I got a wife and kids.
That's what they all say. They got wives and kids. And they go on pulling apart and tearing down and killing. They had orders. Somebody told them. They got to
now
do
shut
it.
Shut up, Pop. Give me that hammer.
No.
I'm tired of listening to you, Gaff. Now hand it over.
Don't you come near me.
You think I'm scared of an old fool
don't
like
you? Don't you come any closer now.
Oh, you crazy old coot.
I warn you, stop. This hammer's good for more than nails. I'm warning you. You keep your hands off of me.
You're insane. I'm going to call the little white wagon for you, mister. Yes, sir. I'm calling a little white wagon. We'll have some cops over from the main studio before the night's over. They'll take you along in a straitjacket. Why, you might be a murderer or a firebug. Or you might burn this whole place up.
Oh, I wouldn't hurt one piece of it.
If you weren't so old. Okay, Pop, you just wait right there till I come back with the cops.
I'm not going anywhere. I'll be right here building.
Yeah, that's right, Pop. Build. Go ahead and build. Build your darn fool head off.
It's no use. I can't put it all back up before they come to take me away. I need help. I need so much help, I don't know what to do. Nothing I can do. Well, I'll make my last round. One last good look. Say goodbye to everybody. Everybody. I'm crazy. They say I'm crazy anyway. I'll start my walk. Shadows all around, all through the world. Shadows of all kinds and sizes. Shadows of buildings. Shadows of people. Well, I don't look right at them. If I look at them, they go away. They just disappear. No, I just walk. Down the middle of Piccadilly Circus. There's the Rue de la Paix. Up Fifth Avenue. And I don't look right or left. And all around me in doorways and windows, my friends. My very good friends. And the Russians singing to the music of their balalaikas. Spanish gypsies sitting around the campfire. Shadows. And people. And voices. Just the wind? No, they're here. They've been here all these years. And tomorrow, they won't be here.
Outside the barbed wire gate stands the enemy. Outside the gate is a small black police car from the studio itself, 3 miles away in the town. The old night watchman stands transfixed. He looks to left and right. He does not know which way to run. There is no place to hide. None of the buildings are solid. There is no direction to go except up. The old man climbs the ladder.
That won't catch me. That won't catch me, not where I'm going.
Now the gate is thrown open, and the enemy is in sight.
There he goes. There's the night watchman.
The glaring lights of the police car shine in upon the cities of the meadow, the world. They reveal the stark canvas set pieces of Manhattan, Chicago, and Chungking in one bright instant. The light shines on the imitation stone towers of Notre Dame Cathedral. If you look closely, you can see a tiny figure climbing up the ladders and walking along the catwalks of Notre Dame. Climbing and climbing. Up to safety, the old man climbs. Up where the wind is.
They'll catch me up here.
Come down from there, you!
Okay, Smith. Come on down. Come on now.
I won't come down.
Save yourself a lot of trouble, Smith. Come on.
No. Go get your big producer. See if he can make me come down.
All right, if you won't come down, we'll come up after you.
Will you try to come up that ladder and I'll drop one of these wooden gargoyles down on you?
We know how you feel, Smith. Hard luck. We know. Losing your job because they're shutting down this place?
You know nothing. Listen, you want to know how to get me down out of here?
Sure.
Get Mr. Douglas over here.
What?
Get Mr. Douglas over here.
Well, we can't do that. Mr. Douglas is a busy man.
Get him over here before you can stop me. I'll burn this whole place down.
Well?
I know this place better than you. I can get around. You get Douglas over here.
Well, okay. But you'll land up in jail. Come on, Jim.
I better get him moving. I'll just take this match and light a cigar.
There he is, Mr. Douglas, up on top of the Notre Dame set over there.
Oh, what's he want with me? Hey there, you! What do you want with me? Hey up there!
Come on up. I want to have a talk with you.
Don't do it, Mr. Douglas. He's crazy.
Bring a gun with you if you want to. I just want a little talk with you.
Don't do it, Mr. Douglas.
Don't tell me what to do. I'm going up.
Well, take my gun then, Mr. Douglas. Do that much at least.
All right, give it to me. Let's get this over with. Party I'm supposed to be at in an hour.
Yes, sir.
I don't want that set burned down or anything. Material's too scarce. We're going to break up that set and use it over at the other lot. It's worth money.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm on my way. All right, Smith, climb up here. But remember, I've got a gun.
I'm not afraid of your gun. I won't move. Don't be afraid of me, neither. I'm all right.
I wouldn't put money on that.
Mr. Douglas, did you ever read that story about the man who traveled in the future 200 years from now? He found that everybody in that world of the future was insane. Yes, everybody was insane. And since everybody was insane, they didn't know they were insane. They all acted alike. And so they thought themselves normal. And since our hero was the only sane one among them, he was abnormal. He was insane. To them, at least. Yes, Mr. Douglas, insanity is relative. It all depends on who has who locked in what cage.
Now, look, I didn't climb up here to listen to you talk all night. Get on with it. What do you want?
I want to talk with the Creator. That's you, Mr. Douglas.
Me?
Yes, that's you. You're sort of a god. You created all this. You came here one day and struck the earth with a magical checkbook and clapped your hands and said, let there be Paris. And there was Paris, streets, bistros, flowers, and all. You were a god, creating. You clapped your hands again, you cried, let there be Constantinople, and there it was. You clapped your hands 1,000 times, and each time you created something new. Now you think you can just clap your hands once more and it'll all fall down into ruins. But, Mr. Douglas, it's not as easy as that.
I own 58% of the stock in this studio.
Did you ever think, Mr. Douglas, to come here late some night and climb up, look, and see what a wonderful world you created? Did you ever wonder if it might not be a good idea for you to sit up here with me and my friends and have a cup of Amontillado sherry with me? All right, so the Amontillado smells and looks and tastes like coffee. Imagination, Mr. Creator, imagination. But no, you never came around. You never climbed up. There's all the party somewhere else. And now, very late, without asking us, you want to destroy it all. You may own 58% of the studio stock, but you don't own them.
Them. Now, who in thunder is them?
It's hard to put in words. People who live here.
There are no people here.
Oh, yes, there are. There are so many pictures made here in all the years. Extras moved in the streets. In costumes. They talk a lot of languages. They smoke cigarettes. Meerschaums. And Persian hookahs, even. Dancing girls dance. And they glittered. Women with veils smiled from high windows. Soldiers marched. Little children played. Knights in armor fought. You were tea shops. People sipped tea in them and got their H's. Gongs were beaten. Viking ships sailed the seas.
Look, it's cold up here.
And after the extras went, and the men with the cameras and equipment and microphones all walked away, the gates were closed. But somehow, something of all those thousands of people remained. The things they had been, or pretended to be, or stayed on. The foreign languages, the costumes, the things they did, things they thought, the manners, the religions, the sights of fireplaces, the smells, the salt wind and the sea. It's all here tonight, if you listen. You heard. You did hear, didn't you? By golly, you did. I see it in your face.
Well, if I say so myself, I've got a good imagination. You know, you should have been a writer. Well, you were ready to come down now?
You sound a little more polite.
Well, I don't know why I should. You've ruined a good evening for me.
Did I? It hasn't been bad, has it? A bit different, I should say. Stimulating, perhaps.
You know, you're a strange old man. I can't figure you, and I wish I could somehow.
Don't tell me I've got you thinking. You're not as excited as you were.
Well, after you've lived in Hollywood long enough, you meet all kinds. Besides, I've never been up here before. But what I really would like to know is why you should worry about all this junk. What's it to you?
I'll show you what it is to me. As I said before, you came here years ago, clapped your hands, and 20, 50, 100 cities appeared. Then you added 80 different nations in there and a half a thousand other people and religions and political setups inside the barbed wire fence.
And there was trouble.
But the trouble died out. You know why? Because you got Boston joined to Trinidad and part of Trinidad poking out of Lisbon. Part of Lisbon leaning on Alexandria and Alexandria attacked onto Shanghai. And a lot of little pegs and nails between, like Chattanooga, Oshkosh, and Oslo, and Sweetwater, and Soissons, and Beirut, and Bombay, and Port Arthur. You shot a man in New York. He stumbled forward and dropped dead in Athens. You take a political bribe in Chicago, and somebody in London goes to jail. You hang a Negro man in Alabama, and the people of Hungary have to bury him. The dead Jews of Poland clutter the streets of Sydney and Portland and Tokyo. You push a knife into a man's stomach in Berlin and it comes out the back of a man in Memphis. It's all so close, so very close. That's why we have peace here. Or else a crowd has got to be peace and nothing to be left. One fire would destroy all of us, no matter who started it. So all of the people, the memories, whatever you want to call them, that are here, have settled down, and this is their world, a good world. And tomorrow, you're a destroyer.
Yes, I see. Well, shall we go down now?
Yes, I'm ready to go if you are. You go down first, Mr. Douglas. I know you don't trust me. I don't blame you. You go on down, I'll follow you. Here we are. What are you going to do now?
Well, I haven't thought. Go to that party, I suppose.
Will it be fun?
Yes, sure it'll be fun. You going to start building again?
Yes, sir. It won't hurt anything. It's not destructive, is it?
No, I guess I can't object to that. You don't give up easily, do you?
Would you if you were the last builder and everybody else is a wrecker?
Well, I think I know how you feel. Well, maybe I'll see you again, Smith.
No, it won't. I won't be here. This all won't be here. If you come back again, it'll be too late.
Yes, I forgot. Well, it's 9:30. I can't stand here jabbering all night.
No. You can't, can you?
Now, don't look at me that way. What do you want me to do?
A simple thing.
What?
Leave all this standing. Leave these cities up.
I can't do that.
And why not?
Granted, I just can't. Business reasons. It has to go.
A man with a really good mind for business could think up a profitable reason for it to stay.
Well, you make me sound like a heel.
That's for you to decide.
Well, my car's waiting. How do I get out of here? This way?
Hey, watch it. The building's falling. Here, this way, jump!
You all right?
Yes.
Oh, thanks. You probably saved my life.
Oh, hardly that. Those are only paper mache bricks. They might have been cut a little.
Well, nevertheless, thanks. What building was that that fell?
It was a Norman village tower, built in 1925. Don't go near the rest of it now. It might collapse.
Oh, I'll be careful. I could push this whole thing, this whole building over with one hand.
But you wouldn't want to do that.
Oh, wouldn't I? Why not? Why should I care? What's one French house, more or less, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll show you. Walk around to the other side of the house.
Huh?
There's the sign on this other side.
First National Bank, Mellontown, Illinois. One side of French Tower, on the other, the First National Bank. Bank. Tower. Bank and tower.
Hmm. Yeah, still want to push the French Tower down, Mr. Douglas?
Huh?
I said you still...
Don't bother me. I'm thinking. What's this over here?
A Chinese pagoda.
And inside it?
The log cabin where Lincoln was born.
And here?
St. Patrick's Church, New York.
And inside it?
The Russian Orthodox Church in Russia.
What's this?
That's the door of a castle on the Rhine.
And inside?
The Kansas City soda
and
market.
Here? And here? And over there? And here? What's this? What's that? And over there? What's this? And that?
Yes, sir.
Have a cigarette.
Thanks. Thanks.
You, got your hammer?
Yes, sir.
The nails?
Yes, sir.
Put all this together again.
What did you say?
You heard me. Nail it all back up. Give it a coat of paint if you need to, but nail it all back up. You know, Smith, I think I understand what you meant when you said a man with a really good imagination could think a way up to... leave all this up and still make a profit. I know a darn good way.
You're not just fooling an old man, are you?
With a $3 million investment, I'm not fooling. It'll make a beautiful film, Smith, a beautiful film. We'll make it all here, inside the fence. We'll show it all. We'll photograph all this 10 ways from Christmas. We've got a story. You gave it to me. Well, it's your idea. We'll put some writers to work on it. Good writers. Get a title for it. Something like the title of Wilkie's book. One World. Something like that. And when we finish the picture, we'll take it out and show it to the people everywhere in the world, and they'll like it. They've got to like it. They can't pass it up. It's too important. Smith, you'll be technical director on the film. Yes, Smith, you've got yourself a new job, and so have I. In the meantime, use your hammer. Well, I'll see you tomorrow, Smith. We'll talk some more.
Uh-huh.
You know, it is cold.
Like a drink, Mr. Douglas?
Yes, don't mind if I do. Some of that, what did you call it?
Amontillado 1876.
Amontillado 1876. Yeah. Well, let's have some of that, huh?
Thanks.
Well, Smith, here's to you.
Here's to you, sir.
Hey. Is good.
It might taste like coffee, but I tell you, it's the finest Amontillado sherry ever bottled.
Yes, you can say that again. Well, I've got to be going. Shake, Smith.
Say. Huh?
Be careful with that cigarette.
Huh?
You, want to burn down the whole darn world?
Burn. Yeah, I'll be careful.
So long, Smith. I'm really late for that party.
So long, Mr. Douglas. So long.
You have heard The Medal by Ray Bradbury. This has been the 8th in a series of 13 broadcasts of the World Security Workshop.